already. Damn.
Hey, you know, there's something very dangerous in your home. Maybe it's hiding in the closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable. Yet it'll help send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. What am I talking about? Well, using a ladder. It might seem easy, but misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. A public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio.
Someday a friend may offer you a chance to visit the other side of a dream. Your ticket is a little packet of white powder called heroin. But every packet of heroin is different. You don't know what's getting into you. Some doses are so strong they kill. Heroin is so vicious that the criminals who make the big money in heroin don't use it. They know a lot of reasons why heroin is very, very dumb. Maybe that's why they call it dumb.
Now, but there's another rocky road, another heavy wild, another much too heavy, heavy load. Today I'm gonna face it, yeah, cause I'm sick of dealing any other way. Nobody said the race was fair, but I'm gonna keep running just the same. Today, today's the first day, the best of my life.
In your tent, certainly not the ones who don't want to repent and keep giving guns to the poorest of our nation's sons. Who is gonna call you by name? No confusion, Trinity or preacher's vein. Who says it every time and opens up the eyes of the blind? On his head and wished him dead while they took his daily bread. Which one is of value to you? The one depleting the oil supply, or the one that renews it and keeps the peace like a grooving shot, a sweetest taboo?
Give it to me. WMFO Medford, Massachusetts. It's all Prince until 7 p.m. It's Time Travel with Prince. Normally Time Travel with Chris Earl all through the month of May, though. It's Time Travel with Prince, and I'm here with my friend Frank Cotton, a mutual Prince fan. We're talking about Prince.
Yeah, we are. Just looking at the at that Purple Rain album cover a few minutes ago, and you know, it brings me back to my youth. I remember you know, being in Sears at the Burlington Mall up on the second floor. They used to have all these stereos, like boom boxes, back in the day, and they had a small section of cassettes and tapes, and
yeah.
I remember they would have a couple of cassettes inside the radios that they were selling, so you could listen to hear what the clarity was like, you know.
Right.
I remember I was 84, I was probably like 9 years old.
Yep.
And just super shady and checking the place out, making sure that I was going to be able to grab that, and I did. It was probably the only thing I've ever taken in my life.
Five finger discount
on Prince and the Revolution, but I did not have the case for it. I had the tape.
Obviously,
but not the case, because I just took,
because the plastic case. Yeah, because they used to put cassettes in plastic that were as long as like more than your arm, so, to prevent
right,
theft. But
that.
All you had to do was get an X-Acto knife and just cut around it. Yeah, because I got caught at Stewart's when I was a kid for I was taking Pink Floyd Animals cassette.
All right, yeah.
And I took the X-Acto and I went around it, and then I saw a lady go by that worked in the store, and I'm like, oh, she saw me, so I left. Yeah. And then I'm like, I came all this way. It was like raining out and cold.
Didn't go back,
it was.
Did you?
I went back, I finished up, and I just snapped off the rest of it, put it in the back pocket. And as soon as I got outside of Stewart's, a guy grabbed me. He said, "Come back in the store."
Yeah.
And of course, yeah, I'm 14, 15
freaking
years
out,
old.
I'm sure, right?
And he's like, "Oh, let me have it." I'm like, "What?" And he's like, "The tape that you took." And
yeah.
So I pulled it out, and then my mom came in,
yeah.
And then I was banned from the store for a year,
okay.
Pretty much like the entire class of '89 in Tewksbury, because they all got like stopped at one point at working at Stewart's, because that was the department store that people
right.
went down to, and basically. My mom came in, and she scolded me in front of him, but then she took me out for a pizza afterwards and told me that she took jewelry as a kid. So it's,
awesome.
Like, it's just part of growing up,
awesome.
I guess. But I'll tell you something. After that, I never took anything else.
Right. Well,
that was it.
You know, you just get caught once.
Yeah.
You know?
But
yeah.
I did have my entire cassette collection.
Scared straight at Stewart's.
Courtesy of Stewart's and Kmart up at the Burlington, up at the Billerica Mall.
That's funny.
Which still exists, so I don't know if I can get in trouble for that now.
Yeah.
But... they don't know. Everybody that worked there then is dead now.
More than likely.
Or they've moved on to Walmart from Kmart. They've grown on.
Or maybe they're at big Kmart.
They could be at the Super K.
Super K.
I went down. I was in Florida a few weeks ago, and if you go to like Florida, or Texas, or even go to the Midwest, you see these Kmarts and Walmarts. Oh my God.
Oh, they make the regular Kmarts look small.
Yeah, they're like five times the size of a Costco or a BJ's around here. I'm like, you get lost in there.
Right.
I'm like, wow. It's like they got their own eye centers and haircuts and Subways and
laundry,
Starbucks laundry. Guns. You can get a gun, of course. You know, it's crazy. You're going to be able to get weed there.
You can get a gun.
Yeah.
You can't get an album that has a parental advisory sticker.
I know. Isn't that insane? It's insane. What's interesting now is I turn on the TV and it's amazing how the whole thing about just a little TNA is out the window, but everything you can swear like mad on TV now, but not the big ones, not the F-bombs, not the C-bomb, you know, but all these other ones, it's like you're watching a regular channel and you've got all this.
Actually, I was watching the People vs. O.J. Simpson. I don't know if you happened to catch
it. No, I heard it was good.
It was good. Check it out on demand, but
yeah.
Travolta did a hell of a job on that and definitely dropped a few F-bombs on it.
Great. Yeah.
I think that was on maybe FX, but it still wasn't a premium channel.
Yeah.
But you can't buy an album in a store.
I know, it's insane.
You can't pay money to buy that album.
Now, are you a Game of Thrones fan?
You know, I'm sad to say that I'm not, because there's so many great things about it, and it's like $20 million an episode to produce something ridiculous.
It's a great, great show. And it changes over the seasons. Some characters come in and out, and It's a great, great show. And I actually like how it's progressing. The show last week was great. But early on, it's like you're sitting there and all of a sudden, like a horse gets cut in half and you're in a brothel and like all kinds of crazy stuff's going on. It's like somebody will just be sitting there and like somebody will be like pleasuring a horse behind him. I'm like, what is going on this show? It was just crazy. And like, luckily over time, things have changed. But it's just like, it's almost like this is just normal stuff now. It's like I'm sitting there trying to watch a show right, and all like, of a sudden, you know, with like family members. And then this guy's like making out with a horse.
25, 30 years ago, Peter O'Toole had a TV show, a movie, Caligula. And
Oh, yeah.
That's what it sounds
Malcolm
like.
Malcolm McDowell you know? And yeah. Peter O'Toole. Oh, yeah, was the first. What was it? The guy from Penthouse, I think, produced it. Caccioni.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
What was his name?
I was thinking Flint, but that was...
That was Hustler. Yeah, we know our porn guys. We know our porn guys. You know how you used to get porn when you were a kid?
Bob Guccione,
that's who it was. You know how I'd get porn when I was a kid? It would be lying on the side of the road.
Oh,
that was the only way to get it.
Oh, yeah. I remember you'd go in the woods. Maybe you'd find a fort that some older kids had.
Right,
and it was like one of them had like their dads. And it was like maybe it rained. And it was
It was all stuck together.
Yeah.
From the rain.
from the rain.
Yeah. Yeah, it was either some other kid's collection that you stole from another fort, or it was just discarded because somebody got scared and threw it out the window, right. or they were just done with it, you know? But yeah, we had this all kinds of crazy porn collection. But now you can get that at the tip of your fingers too.
Yeah,
it's like, man, kids learn about this early.
I know, yeah, they're not waiting for that Sears or JCPenney catalog anymore.
Yeah, it's scary. Now I don't have any kids. You got some kids? You get scared about stuff like that and how they learn stuff?
You know, it's funny. I had worked for the cable company for a long time and had the Playboy channel for free, right?
Right.
And, had a television in my room, and that was on it. The main set had the parental lock, but we had moved and forgot about the Playboy channel on it, and the box ended up in one of the rooms. I came home one day, and my son was like 8 years old. I walked in the room, and as soon as I walked in, I noticed the screen had changed, but I wasn't thinking anything. I was thinking he's channel surfing between Nickelodeon or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, hey, your mother and I are about to go for a walk. Why don't you jump on your bike and go for a bike ride? So I'm talking to him like this, and in the middle of me talking to him, he just decides to change the channel.
Mm-hmm.
And he changes it, and he puts the Playboy channel on, and of course there's, you know, it was some reality show or something like that, a bunch of naked chicks swimming in the pool. I'm just kind of, I was like, shut that off. It's like, you think to yourself, how foolish, like, what would make you ever decide to, like, flip that back when someone's talking to you? It's like, if I was a kid, if I was about to get caught, it was like, I'd do anything to make sure that I wasn't the first one to leave the room, you know
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying? You know,
mm-hmm.
about to get caught, but it's just kind of funny, so... The long answer to your question. I hope you enjoyed it. Hope the listeners did as well.
My stepfather found like a collection of porn that me and my friends had in the neighborhood that we were going to put in the fort. But for some reason, I stored it in the garage. Like, right in a box.
Under a rag.
Like, I put a box on top of another box. And then for some reason, my stepfather, who was like probably one of the laziest guys when he wasn't working, you know, he was home and he just watched TV and hang out.
Right.
But for some reason, he decided to clean the garage that weekend that my mother was like off to my grandmother. And then, of course, the first thing he decides to clean is, what's this box in the front of the garage? Oh, there's some porn in there.
Yeah.
And it wasn't just regular porn like Playboy. It was like this hardcore stuff you find on the side of the highway guys as girls and stuff that's common now, but at the time it was just like, what is this?
What is this stuff?
So I'm about 12 or 13, and of course, my brother Eric comes in the house and he's just like, George found your porn, and he's giggling because, of course, I'm going to get screwed over it.
Sure.
So what do? I take the stash and then I bring it to my neighbor Mike's.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Mike, hold this. And he's like in his room next door, right in the house.
Oh, he must have been psyched.
So I give him like whatever was in there. So all of a sudden, George comes back and it's gone. And of course, he's like, is that yours? He's like, it's filth. I'm telling your mother. And of course, I'm in sixth, seventh grade.
You're
so what do I?
Out,
what
right?
do I think I'm gonna? What do you think's gonna happen? So what do? I get on my bike and I leave.
Right.
And where do I go? I go to the place where I ripped off the Pink Floyd Animals cassette. I go to Stewart's. and I'm like, going to Stewart's. I'm like, I didn't know where to go. I'm like 13 years old. We're like new in Tewksbury for about a year. I only knew like two friends. And so I'm riding around on my bike, and then George comes to get me. Like, he finally finds me at like 10 o'clock. He's probably like, where is this idiot? Well, he only knows like this house and Stewart's. So, in Margabass, so he drives down there and he finds me and he's like, and it was one of those moments where it's like, you had kind of a, you had like a connection. I wasn't very close with him, but that day he was just like, you know what? You can't run away from your problems. You can't run away for things. And he's like, you got on your bike and left. And he's like, you know, I said, hey, you scared me. I'm like, I didn't even beat the hell out of me. Sure. He's like, well, I'm going to tell your mother about it and we're going to put it in the bag. And I'm like, well, it's not there anymore.
Yeah.
I said, it's not. You know, he's like, who has it, Mike? I'm like, no. I have two friends. It's like, it's either Matt or Mike. It was Mike. But, yeah, so that porn went into the fort, and then somebody else stole it.
Yeah, and you probably thought that he's probably going to call Mike's parents or whatever. And it's like, looking back now, it's like, he probably doesn't even care about it, you know. It's just like, it's so funny, though.
Yeah.
So funny. Similar story. My dad owned a video store, and I remember I had a video, and it was probably a vacation. I don't know if it was April or the summer vacation, but he came home unexpected, and I just remember I hit eject from the VCR. I threw the tape underneath the couch, mm-hmm. and like you, jumped on my bike and rode.
Yeah.
And when I went back home, the tape wasn't on the couch anymore.
Who had it, Mike?
He might have. I freaked out, though, and it's like, so that night I spent at my grandfather's house, the street over, and then the next day they're like, we're going to East Boston to visit grandma, my great-grandmother. So I called my mother, and I'm like, yeah, I'm going to East Boston. Like, I did everything I could to not go home because mm-hmm. I didn't want to have that conversation about, I found this tape under the couch, you know?
Yeah, it's so awkward, though, because it's like, I think maybe my stepfather was about the same age as I am now, you know, maybe even younger. So he's got, you know, these teenagers, and he's just like, well, what do you do? He's like, this guy's got this hardcore porn in the garage. I'm going to beat the hell out of him. Or at least I'm going to scare the hell out of him. And that's what he did.
Your mother would be so disappointed.
Yeah. I don't even remember what my mom did. She came back after the weekend. She had, like, my little brothers went down to see my grandma. I don't even know. You know. All I knew was, the porn was safe in the fort until it got ripped off by some other neighborhood thugs that were probably older than us.
Someone else's fort.
Yeah. Well, usually the porn, when you think about it, it was always stolen by younger kids in the neighborhood because they didn't have it yet.
Right.
So if you had a fort, pretty much you had porn.
Yeah. Yeah. Anywhere to look for it. You just move these leaves, lift up this box.
So this is from the Black album. In the background, we got Le Grind. A great, great song and a great, great album. Probably one of my favorite Prince albums. And this one got shelved in 87. We were talking a little bit about it off the air. And later on, 7 years later, it came out in 94 as a limited edition, but it was around forever. I don't think you can really get it now. It's out of print, but it was basically another one of the contracts from Prince, and it was amazing how tame it was in 94 compared to 7 years earlier. Yeah. In 87, it was just a crazy, crazy album because it just talked about sex and, like, dirty stuff, and he came out with the Love Sexy album right after this in replacement of the Black album, which is still an amazing album. Love Sexy is a great album. The problem I have with Love Sexy is it came out on CD, and it's just one track. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
He has, like, 9 songs on it, and it's all one track, so you put it in the CD player, and it says one. And you're kind of like, well, I want to hear I Wish You Have, and it's like 37 minutes in.
Right.
So you got to sit there and scan it, and it's like, yeah, he wanted it all in one sitting. It's like, jeez. It's like, well, if you wanted it all in one singing, why didn't you just name the album Love Sexy and the track Love Sexy instead of having 9 separate songs in there?
Almost like a classical piece that has different sections in it, you know?
At least the Beastie Boys, they ended up breaking up the Bula Bass on Paul's Boutique.
Oh, Paul's Boutique.
Yeah,
right,
you know that 15-minute one at the end is the best, right? But they finally, you know, cut it up, so you want to hear Stop That Train, you can hear it, you know? But it's like Prince never did that with Love Sexy, which made me mad. That's a great album. We'll play Alphabet Street a little bit later on. You're listening to Time Travel with Prince, formerly known as Time Travel with Chris Earle. It's Time Travel with Prince until the end of May. I'm here with Frank Cotton, and we're talking about porn and Prince and being young and foolish.
All the good stuff.
Yeah, all good stuff. Sign of the Times, amazing album. You like Sign of the Times?
I do. I love the even Sign of the Times. I love that, man. It's so cool. It's like, it's a little dark. It's like,
yeah.
You're into the song. I mean, you have to be into the vibe.
Mm-hmm.
Very positive. I would mind hearing that.
Do you ever see Graffiti Bridge, the movie?
a long time ago. You know, I'd have to go back and watch them again. But yeah, I do remember Purple Rain was awesome, and Graffiti Bridge and Under the Cherry Moon.
Yeah,
not so much.
Yeah, Morris Day ends up looking good in that though.
Who's a phenomenal drummer, by the way.
Yeah, you ever see The Time? I love The Time. I'm going to be playing some Time, right. I think, in a couple of weeks when I start doing the other bands that Prince was part of. But, yeah, my favorite Prince protege was Morris Day and The Time, I think. Yeah, I think that side band was just fantastic. So this song in the background, Elephants and Flowers from Graffiti Bridge from 1990. Time travels here with you until 7 p.m. Be back in a moment. WMFO Medford.
Dressed in red, get it done. It's all in my mind. Double check. I'm gonna get some serious drops. Hey, think I ain't? Let's see, if I tell Gilbert Rome to meet me at 11 and I creep at 10, that'll give me an hour of free reign. More draws, more draws.
9:30, getting dressed. I had a couple sips of wine. Boom, I swear to God, my suit was hanging fine. Everybody at the club, feet. When I stepped from my limousine, they said, ooh, it's good to see. I said, oh, it's good to be seen. You know what I mean?
Tell you what's good, it's a good thing we live close, cause I almost suffocated in that car. Next time I won't wear so much Paco Rabanne or whatever that stuff. I wonder if they got potato chips up in this. Man, this ain't like them house parties we used to go to. That's alright, I'm clean.
Tonight, hey, I'm a movie star. I see myself on a silver screen. Tonight, it don't matter who you are. I'm the only star on the scene, you know what I mean?
Man, I hate making movies. I like that money. Think I don't? Check me out. I just walk in, don't even find a seat. Just threw my coat right on the floor. Grab somebody for a quick dance. Boy, girl, don't matter no more. I'm hot. Mix was right. Bold. Lloyd. Came up, looked around. The joint was hopping.
Hopping. Joint was hopping. Somebody say movie star.
So check it out. You wanna dance?
Are you wearing that Paco Rabbit or whatever you call it?
Oh, wow, that's dumb.
What? Speak up. I can't hear over that suit.
Maybe you can hear this.
Am I supposed to be impressed?
That's right. Rolls Royce. Check it out, baby. You wanna dance now?
Maybe next song.
Yeah, right. Dance floor is not big enough. On the house, give everybody in here some. Man, I don't care. I got money to spare. You're cute and your music's thumping. Yo, baby, get the check.
Yo, baby, my behind. I need my money.
Say, brother, brothers, can I get some credit? No. Much money I spend this nasty joint. You need to be slapped. Darling, shall we leave now? Go to Hades, boy. So you like my crib? It's not mine. It's rented. Say, how much did you have to drink?
Was the bees like you've ever been in.
So do you like environmental records? Crickets chirping, water rushing. Supposed to make you horny, just make me want to go to the bathroom. Actually, this one's not bad. Check it out. So, like, what's your name? Oh, wow, that's dumb.
You're listening to WMFO Medford. All prints till 7 p.m.
Controlled you. They
WMFO Medford. It's Time Travel with Prince. I'm here with you till 7 p.m. My friend Frank Cotton is here. We're talking about Prince and growing up and doing foolish things. This is from Purple Rain, from the album that you lifted long ago.
Yeah. It's funny because now got a couple of texts from my wife, obviously, listening to the show right now, my daughter inside the car, and, you know, probably could have warned her about the explicit conversations that we were having. We'll have to go home and probably talk about, you know, theft and sex and porn. And
I should have just played Happy Feet, the Prince Happy Feet one. That would have been all right, because that was for kids.
That would have been all right. Still be time.
The post Jehovah's Witness stuff from 2001 is usually pretty good, but right. The earliest stuff, yeah, trouble.
Yeah.
This is a great song. This one and Baby I'm a Star, of course, ended Purple Rain, the movie,
yes.
When he finally beats out Morris Day in the time and wins the big contest.
Yes.
And he gets Apollonia. She does all right with her little girl group there. Yeah. What a shame what happened to Vanity 6 there.
I know, just Vanity? A few months ago, right?
Yeah, yeah, she was a mess for years, I guess.
Yeah. Absolutely.
We should probably warn the kids out there that we're going to talk about Vanity, who was like a hooker and a drug addict. She was a mess.
She was.
So Prince went out with her and then turned her in for Apollonia. He did the upgrade, I think.
And continued to do the upgrades.
He sure did.
So it was good.
Yeah. He had a lot of women.
He did. It'd be interesting.
He had quite a few guys, too, I think.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Yeah. I was going to say he probably, doubled his chance of getting a date on any given night.
Boy George, piped in and said that he was with Prince, but who knows?
But Madonna was with Prince also, right?
Yeah, they could have all been there at the same time.
They might have been.
You never know.
85, it was a big time. Was Springsteen with him?
I don't know. I don't know about the boss.
You know, I found it... touching that, he opened up his concert with Purple Rain. If I remember right, I would say the Born in the USA album was the number one album on the chart, and Purple Rain knocked it off.
That's correct.
And then, just how appropriate that that he would open up with Purple Rain. Just awesome story.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember in the liner notes for, I think, one of his greatest hits, he talked about how the artist formerly known as Prince had knocked him off the number one position with Purple Rain. He could never quite get there again with Born to Run, but of course, or Born in the USA, rather. But Springsteen now, of course, we know as an amazing guy. I mean, you see one of his shows now, there's like 40 people on stage.
Yeah, and I've never seen Springsteen. Probably someone I should check out.
Oh, yeah, you should. Yeah, because he's going to go. You know what?
Eventually, they'll all go.
He'll probably go before him, but he seems to be in pretty good shape. Yeah. And he sweats it out like every show.
Right.
He's pretty amazing. And you got to see him. You know who's here in the summer now? Paul McCartney's going to be here. I still haven't seen a Beatle. I didn't want to see a Beatle without the other Beatles. And now, he's going to be a Fenway, yeah.
All right.
Yeah. And those are usually expensive. And he usually shows up late.
Yeah. You know, I saw probably about, 7, 8, 10 years ago, I saw Bob Dylan down at Mohegan Sun because he was somebody that I wanted to see before he died.
Yeah.
And when I saw him, I realized I probably should have saw him 10 years prior to that.
I was going
to
say, was he coherent, Bob, or non-coherent?
No, he was completely incoherent. Yeah. And, the first song he came out, he had the guitar, and man, he was rocking. And, he started singing. We were laughing because you couldn't understand a word he was saying.
Right.
But after, the third song, you still couldn't understand what he was saying. And he played a bunch of newer Bob Dylan stuff that most of the people weren't familiar with.
Right.
And then at the end... when he finally did play a song, he did All Along the Watchtower. And that was probably the only song that I had recognized from his whole catalog.
Yeah, I saw him a few times, and I saw Incoherent Bob twice, and I saw Coherent Bob once.
So you must have been young when you saw Coherent Bob.
No, it was actually after Incoherent Bob. He came out, the first time I saw him, he was headlining the UMass Spring Fling.
Okay.
And... it's like the Beastie Boys one year and then Bob Dylan the next. Nice. And it's like, bring back the Beastie Boys because at least they made some sense. It's like, this guy was just a disaster.
Yeah.
We couldn't tell one thing he was saying. And then All Along the Watchtower, it's like, oh, yeah, that sounds familiar. But I couldn't understand a damn thing he was saying.
Yeah, and it was only because of everyone else was singing it that they knew.
pretty much, yeah. But there's very few, real rock stars you need to see now, I think.
Yeah.
Because they're all getting older, and there's nothing worse than an aging rock star.
I remember when I saw Prince in 2013, right after Christmas, going to a late holiday party after that, and talking to my folks, talking to my aunts and uncles who were there about what a performer he was.
Uh-huh.
You know, a real performer. And I said, geez, I don't know how many true performers there are like Prince left in the world. I just don't really know any other way to describe him.
Yeah. I mean, he did the whole thing. He sang, he danced, he wrote.
Gold standard.
Total package. Right? Total package. And what's in the vault? We were talking about his vault. You could put out an album a year.
Every year until the end of the century.
The end of the century.
And who knows beyond that.
And I think now that he's dead, it's amazing because all this stuff is finally popping up on Facebook and YouTube and not being taken down.
Yeah.
Because he had just passed, so everybody's sharing all this music that
everybody
they had.
Everybody wants to hear it, you know. Yeah. It's love, man.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. You're seeing all these videos that didn't exist before and music that maybe you hadn't heard before. So that's what I'm trying to do over the next few weeks. Next week, I'm going to be doing all remixes with vinyl, of my vinyl collection of Prince. I've got quite a few 12-inch mixes and a bunch of obscure stuff that I hadn't played.
Should be good.
Here before. And after that, in the fourth week, I'll be doing the Prince Proteges and the other bands that he inspired,
maybe
as well as some other Prince.
A little Sheila E.
There, yep. Maybe Sugar
Carey.
Walls. Mariah Carey did. He like co-wrote a song with her, didn't he?
He co-wrote a few songs for her, yeah. She actually did a cover.
Was that Crazy Mariah Carey or non-crazy?
I really don't know too much about Mariah Carey being crazy, but I don't know too much about her at all.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. Was it Darlin' Nikki? I forget. She had done one of those songs.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't Darlin' Nikki.
She did a cover of it, and
yeah.
Then Prince called her up and tried to bang her and then wrote her a song.
Probably.
That's pretty much his M.O.
I've heard a few of them.
Yeah.
Probably two or three. I was like, I didn't know he wrote this.
You're listening to WMFO Medford. The Big Picture is coming up next. It's Time Travel with Prince. For the next few weeks, at least, and then it'll be Time Travel with Chris Earl again. And thanks to my guest, Frank Cotton, for coming in today.
Hey, thanks for having me, Chris. I hope to make it in again. I know you've asked me a few times, so now that I've been here, maybe it'll be another opportunity.
Yeah, and any shout-outs you'd like to do toward the end of the show here?
I just want to thank everyone who's been listening to the show. Keep listening. Just because I'm not going to be on next week doesn't mean you shouldn't listen. Chris has a hell of a show for 10 years now. Good stuff, man. Thanks,
and sorry for scaring any children out there with Prince stories this week. And once again, thanks to Frank. Big Picture coming up next. It's WMFO Medford. I'm leaving you with Alphabet Street from Love Sexy.
Yeah.